The Ice Palace, a timed exercise by Maureen Marsh.
I write this journal as one of 50 survivors of the Great Change. We have kept alive by building snow igloos and hunting down any animals still alive after the Great Change. We live low in the ground. We keep quiet. There is always some of us on the lookout for a drone or bot. It is a torture of survival. It is one of endurance, and there is little left of pleasure. Some of the older ones in our troop tell stories of a time when there were places, special places you could go to and just collect food anytime you wanted and give pieces of paper and metal in exchange, where water, pure water, came out of long pipes, clean and warm if you wanted it, where people came together in places called church and prayed to a big man in the sky called God, who loved us all and looked after us and helped us in time of need. I love these fairy stories. They keep me from giving up forever because I often feel scared and I often feel hungry. There are those amongst us who want to bring back the old times, the times before the Great Change. I suppose that is what propelled me and others to take this journey into the icy wilderness, in the hopes of answering our questions and answering our plight, our prayers, even perhaps redemption itself might show up. We've been travelling for weeks now, and we have come upon a strange structure which is half submerged in the ice and cold, and we've begun to dig deeply, taking turns to rest, taking turns to keep watch. Dom has managed to light a fire somehow, rubbing stones together. We huddle close, always aware that danger is not far away and any one of us could be taken out at any time. "A drone!" shouts Keen. We jump into the ditch we have dug and half cover ourselves in snow. This is the protocol. The drone comes close, its sinister hum penetrating. I feel my mouth go dry and my heart race. It passes. And so we resume our work. "Here," shouts Keen. He's found an opening into the structure. And we all follow, one after the other, until we find ourselves in a place that looks to me like it might be the heaven that's been spoken of. The heaven spoken of by the older ones, like a palace with tables and chairs and ceilings and pictures, and everywhere there's beauty, a kind of faded glory. I've never seen such wonder, and we all stand in silence like we're in prayer at this beauty, at this wonder. "Over here," says Dom, and so we find these shells of half-rotting books in a language none of us know, with pictures. This is the knowledge before the Great Change," shouts Dom. "We found it!" And we cheer. We're so excited. We begin to dance and hug each other. We start laughing, almost hysterical. I feel hysterical. We play in the snow-filled palace, throwing snowballs, sitting in chairs, and each pretending to be the great master. The great master, he that took over after the Great Change, he who murdered us all, apart from those who he enslaved. And we're just the survivors, the ones that ran away, but we can never relax because they never stop looking for us, because we are the ones that know the truth, that carry the knowledge of the time before the Great Change. And then we stop. We hear the hum. We look up, and there is the unmistakable sound of the killing machines. "They found us! They found us!" These are my last recorded words. May God save our souls.